Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is In the Field with Sin City and Savage.
Yes, checking in, Savage.
All right. So today it's not going to be as long as usual, although he does say that his recap is a little long since it was 15 games last week. So we're going to start off with the recap. I'm going to say who won the game, and he's going to tell you a little bit about each game.
I'm going to say who we picked to win the game.
Okay. So Thursday night game was the Jets at the Patriots. We both chose the Patriots. Patriots won the game.
Yes. We start the week off with a divisional matchup where the Patriots hosted the Jets, in which Patriots won by a score of 27-14. Jets player of the game was Justin Fields. He went 15-26 for 116 yards and a touchdown. He also added 11 carries for 67 yards and another touchdown on the ground. Patriots player of the game was Drake May. He went 25-37 for 281 yards and a touchdown. Honorable mention to Stephon Diggs. He had 9 catches for 105 yards. Another honorable mention to rookie running back Travion Henderson. He carried 19 times for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 5 catches for 31 yards and another touchdown for the hat trick. 3 touchdowns altogether. Justin Fields will be benched going into week 12 for Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor will play his old team, his team that he got drafted to, the Ravens. Fun fact that I had in this game, Patriots had more pass yards than Jets had total yards combined.
All right. Then we had the Sunday morning game. Was that Berlin?
No, we were in Madrid, Spain.
Madrid, Spain. Okay. The Commanders at the Dolphins. I chose the Dolphins. Sav chose the Commanders. The Dolphins won this game.
Yes, next we had the Dolphins hosting the Commanders in Madrid, Spain, where Dolphins won by a score of 16-13 in overtime. Dolphins win turnover battle 2-0. That was really the deciding factor, as this was a close game throughout. Commanders also missed 2 field goals and have fired our kicker, who has been ass all year. Commanders should continue to tank, though. Anyway, Mariota throws pick in overtime to set Dolphins up for game-winning field goal. Washington player of the game was Marcus Mariota. He went 20-30 for 213 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also added 4 carries for 49 yards. Dolphins player of the game was Devon Achane. He carried 21 times for 120 yards, and he also added 5 catches for 45 yards.
Hello, Ashley. I am working, sweetie. We're doing the podcast. I just got off. Then we have the Sunday afternoon 1 o'clock games. We had the Packers at the Giants. We both chose the Packers. The Packers won the game.
Next, we had the Giants hosting the Packers, in which Packers won by a score of 27-20. Giants lost turnover battle 2-0. Giants had more total yards, more total plays, and dominated time possessing 36 minutes to 24 minutes, but still lose. If that ain't some Giants shit, I don't know what is. Giant player of the game was Tyrone Tracy. He had 19 carries for 88 yards. He also added 4 catches for 51 yards. Packers player of the game, Jordan Love, he went 13-24 for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns. But Jordan Love, hearing that he got injured in the game, and
Malik Willis
had to come in. I'm not sure. I don't got enough information on that yet. But I know Malik Willis had to finish the game. But, yeah, Packers still get the win.
All right. The next game was the Texans at the Titans. We both chose the Texans. The Texans won.
Yes, next we have a divisional matchup. The Titans hosting the Texans. It was Texans won 16-13. Neither team had a run game. Each QB dropped back close to 40 times. Texans dominate every major team stat, which is crazy because they won on a walk-off field goal. Texas player of the game was Davis Mills, he went 26-41 for 274 yards and a touchdown. Honorable mention to Nico Collins, he had 9 catches for 92 yards and a touchdown. And Titans, they had no player of the game. Just everybody was ass.
Next 1 o'clock game was the Panthers at the Falcons. I chose the Falcons. Sav chose the Panthers. The Panthers won this game.
Yes. Next, we have a divisional matchup. The Falcons hosting the Panthers, and with Panthers won by a score of 30-27 in overtime. Atlanta was dominating this game at halftime 21-10, but after half, they got outscored 17-6, leading the game to go to overtime, in which Falcons got the ball but couldn't put it away. They punted the ball, and Panthers driving the field goal range for the 28-yard walk-off field goal. Panthers player of the game, Bryce Young, and by far his best performance of his career. He went 31-45 for 448 yards and 3 touchdowns. Falcons player of the game was Bijan Robinson. He rushed 23 times for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 4 catches for 39 yards.
Noise you hear in the background is my cat, Miss Snow White, back there showing off because she know we on the podcast. The next game was at 1 o'clock also, Bears at the Vikings. I chose the Vikings, Sav chose the Bears, and the Bears won.
Yes, and next we have another divisional matchup, Vikings hosting the Bears, in which Bears won by a score of 19-17. Bears win the turnover battle 2-0 and dominating time possession 37 minutes to Vikings 23 minutes. Bears were dominated this game heading into the fourth quarter, leading 16-3. Vikings creep back and take lead with 14 unanswered in fourth until Bears walk off 48-yard field goal. Bears player of the game was Cairo Santos. He went 4-5 on field goals and 1-on-1 on extra points, scoring 13 of the Bears' 19 points.
Okay. Next 1 o'clock game was the Chargers at the Jaguars. We both chose the Chargers. The Jaguars won this game.
Next, we had the Jaguars hosting the Chargers, in which Jaguars blew the doors off the Chargers 35-6. Jaguars came to play this game, especially their defense, only holding Chargers to 135 total yards. Jaguars had 30 first downs to Chargers 8 first downs. Jaguars also dominate time possession 38 minutes to Chargers 22 minutes. Chargers couldn't find the end zone. They only managed 2 field goals. Jaguars never punted in this game.
All right, next 1 o'clock game, we had the Bucks at the Bills. I chose the Bucks, Sav chose the Bills. The Bills won this game.
Next, we had the Bills hosting the Buccaneers, in which Bills won by a score of 44-32. This game was 21.
Hey, Aiden.
This game was 21-20 at halftime, Bills leading. Then they went on to outscore the Bucks 23-12 in the second half. Both teams put up over 350 total yards. Buccaneers player of the game was running back Sean Tucker. He rushed 19 times for 106 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 2 catches for 34 yards and another touchdown for the hat trick, 3 touchdowns combined. Bills' best player was Josh Allen. He went 19 for 30 for 317 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. He also added 6 carries for 40 yards and 3 touchdowns, giving him a total of 6 touchdowns. I'd hate to have to play him in fantasy this week. The double hat trick in one game is crazy work. He accounted for 6 touchdowns, Josh Allen, this week.
Oh, wow. Okay, the last 1 o'clock game was the Bengals at the Steelers. We both chose the Steelers. The Steelers won this game.
Yes, if you didn't hear a common theme this week, it's been a whole lot of division games. But next we have another divisional game, the Steelers hosting the Bengals, and with Steelers won by a score of 34-12. Steelers was in for a game at half, leading 10-6. But in the second half, they outscored the Bengals 24-6. Steelers win turnover battle 2-0, one of them being a 73-yard pick six by newly acquired safety Kyle Duggar. Steelers player of the game was Kenneth Gainwell. He rushed 9 times for 24 yards. He also had 7 catches for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers leaves the game at half, and what they are saying was a partially broke wrist in his non-throwing hand. Don't quote me on that. I'm waiting for more info like y'all. But this ain't Rudolph's first rodeo. He's been here before. I believe if Rodgers is out for a few games, he'll be able to get the job done.
And saying something else about Rodgers, I got a notification today that he does not need surgery. So we're going to move on to the Sunday 4 o'clock games. First one being 49ers at the Cardinals. I chose the 49ers. Sav chose the Cardinals. The 49ers won this game.
Yes, next we have another divisional matchup, the Cardinals hosting the 49ers, in which 49ers won 41-22. 49ers dominated this game from start to finish, winning the turnover battle 3-0. Cardinals had 17 penalties for 130 yards to 49ers, 1 penalty for 15 yards. Cardinals dominating total yards 488 to 49ers, 281 total yards. 49ers player of the game is Christian McCaffrey. He carried 13 times for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also added 5 catches for 40 yards and 1 touchdown for the hat trick, 3 total touchdowns.
Wow.
Honorable mention to Brock Purdy. He went 19-26 for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. And another honorable mention to George Kittle. He had 6 catches for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cardinals player of the game was wide receiver Michael Wilson. He had 15 catches for 185 yards. Honorable mention to Jacoby Brissett. He went 47 of 57 for 452 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Honorable mention to Trey McBride, 10 catches, 115 yards, and one touchdown.
All right, next 4 o'clock game was the Seahawks at the Rams. We both chose the Rams. The Rams won this game.
Yes, next we have another divisional matchup. I told y'all. The Rams hosting the Seahawks, in which Rams won 21-19. Rams won the turnover battle 4-1. Sam Darnold, yeah, threw 4 interceptions in this game. Seahawks dominate in total yards, 414 to Rams 249. Rams punted 6 times to Seattle's 2 punts, but then 4 interceptions was like, basically, so 6 punts and 6 punts, basically, that's how I'm looking at it. But that was just a crazy stat.
They tied their punts.
Yeah, but they only punted twice, but they turned the ball over 4 times. Seattle dominates time of possession 38 minutes to 22 minutes. Crazy game. Rams best player, Kyren Williams, he carried 12 times for 91 yards and a touchdown. Seahawks best player was Jackson Smith-Njigba, but he had 9 receptions for 105 yards.
All right, next 4 o'clock game was the Chiefs at the Broncos. I chose the Chiefs. Sav chose the Broncos. Broncos won this game.
Yes, next we have another divisional game. The Broncos hosting the Chiefs, in which Broncos won by a score of 22-19. Neither team had a run game. Both QBs dropped back 35-plus times. Broncos won turnover battle 1-0. Broncos' best player was kicker Will Lutz. He went 5-for-5 on field goals and 1-for-1 on extra points, scoring 16 of the Broncos' 22 points. Chiefs' best player was Travis Kelce. He had 9 catches for 91 yards and a touchdown.
Last 4 o'clock game was the Ravens at the Browns. I chose the Browns. Sav chose the Ravens. The Ravens won this game by the skin of their teeth.
Yes, next we have another divisional matchup. The Browns hosting the Ravens. It was Ravens won by a score of 23-16. This game was a defensively boring game. Lamar threw 2 interceptions. The Browns QBs combined to throw 3 interceptions. Dylan Gabriel was concussed in this game, giving Shedeur Sanders his first start. Well, not his first start, but his first action.
Hello, Mike Nelly.
His first in-game action, for real, throwing him into the fire. The performance was trash. He took 2 sacks and threw a pick. Only player coming out of this game with a player of the game is Derrick Henry. He rushed 18 times.
Hi, Pink Pink.
For 103 yards and a touchdown.
All right, moving on to the Sunday 8 o'clock game was the Lions at the Eagles. We both chose the Lions, but the Eagles won this game.
Yes, and that's we had the Sunday night game where Lions were hosting Eagles, in which the Eagles won by a score of 16-9. This game was overly boring unless you like defense. Eagles shut down Lions' high-powered running attack.
I think the Eagles were at home.
I said Lions at Eagles.
Oh, I thought you said the Lions hosted the Eagles.
No, I did say that, though, but I got it right here. Though, Eagles were hosting the
no
Lions.
No problem, guys.
Eagles were hosting the Lions, in which the Eagles won by a score of 16-9. The game was overly boring unless you like defense. Eagles shut down Lions' high-powered running attack, holding Lions just to 74 rushing yards total. Eagles still a win in what was a piss-poor performance from both offenses. Nobody gets the player of the game here. Said I had to watch this BS in prime time.
Hi, Israeli and Dil Kasukun and Sahab. Last but not least is my Cowboys at the Raiders. We both chose the Cowboys. We both won this game.
Next, we had Raiders hosting the Cowboys, in which Cowboys won by a score of 33-16. Not much to say here, as Cowboys handled business as they showed over a 2-win team. Cowboys player of the game was Dak Prescott. He went 25-33 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns. Honorable mention to George Pickens. He had 9 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown.
All right. No player for the Raiders.
Yeah, they was trash.
All right. Who does Tet play for?
He plays for the Panthers.
I have to give him credit because he got me 33 points in my fantasy this week.
I kind of wanted to give him an honorable mention, but this was Bryce Young, because he's been...
I mean, they won.
At the first round pick, he's done struggled all his years that he's been in the league. Even this year, it's up and down for him, for real. But this was by far his best performance, so I wanted that to stand out alone. Like I said, he threw for over 400 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Okay. I also wanted to say that the Cowboys, my Cowboys, played for... Nealon, who unfortunately had taken his own life last week, and they won that game for that man. Rest in peace, Nealon. You did not hear about the Colts and the Saints this week because they were on, well, last week because they were on the bye. Now we're going to move on to this next week's games coming, week 12. The bye is the Chargers, the Broncos, the Commanders, and the Dolphins. And we will start with the Thursday night game is the Bills at the Texans. I chose the Texans. Who are you choosing, Seb?
I'm going to choose the Texans, Sam.
All right. And then we don't have any early Sunday morning games, so we'll move on to the Sunday 1 o'clock games. We got the Colts at the Chiefs. I chose the Chiefs. Who are you choosing?
Chiefs.
Chiefs are at home. Excuse me. Seahawks at the Titans. I chose the Seahawks. Who are you choosing?
The Seahawks.
I usually choose my Titans, but Sav told me I need to start choosing who is really going to win the game, so... Next game is Vikings at the Packers. I chose the Packers. Who are you choosing, Sav?
Packers.
All right. Next game is the Jets at the Ravens. I chose the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Sav chooses the Ravens. Next game is the Giants at the Lions. I chose the Lions.
Maybe choosing everybody the same Lions.
Lions, okay. Next game is the Steelers at the Bears. I chose the Steelers. Of course, I know you're choosing your Steelers. Next game, last 1 o'clock game is the Patriots at the Bengals. I chose the Patriots.
Yeah, I chose Patriots. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the 4 o'clock game. As soon as I write Patriots down for Sav, first 4 o'clock game is the Browns at the Raiders. I chose the Browns.
I chose the Browns. Yeah.
Next game for 4 o'clock is the Jaguars at the Cardinals. I chose the Jaguars.
Yeah, Jaguars.
All right, it seems like we're choosing the same teams this week. Next game is the Eagles at the Cowboys. Of course, I chose my Cowboys. And we're home.
That's tough.
And we got a better defense coming into this game. Well, last week's game, and this game actually means something. So let's see how they really play. Quinnen Williams really did his job last week with the sack and a half.
No. I still don't think y'all ready for them boys. No, I ain't. I'm taking to eat.
Well, first one you chose without me. 1 second. We'll move on to the next one. Last 4 o'clock game is the Falcons at the Saints. I chose the Falcons.
Who the Falcons quoted on? Pennix out for the season, so now they got no choice but to start Kirk Cousins.
So...
That's tough.
Hello, wide receiver Najiba. Bills all day. I hear you.
I take the Falcons.
All right, he's taking the Falcons as well.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints win.
Move to the Sunday night game is the Bucks at the Rams. I chose the Rams. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your name that you just joined.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams here.
Sav chooses the Rams also. And the Monday night game is the Panthers at the 49ers. I chose the Panthers.
I'm going to choose the Panthers too.
All right, so you only chose one different this week.
I ain't confident about
that. You
took
the Eagles over my Cowboys. And once again, the bye this week is the Los Angeles Chargers, the Denver Broncos, the Washington Commanders, and the Miami Dolphins. So there is only 14 games this week instead of 16. Next week, there is no people on the bye, so it'll be 16 games. And we're going to end this right now. Thank you for joining everybody on TikTok Live. And I will be posting this podcast up on wherever you stream your podcast. Please like, share, and review. And we'll see you guys next week. Sin City out and
Sav out. Till next week.
Till next week, guys.